here's a story from The World.
We start with a big meeting kicking off in New York today. It's opening day at the 76th session of the United Nations General Assembly. 193 member states are taking part, but two countries present an immediate challenge. The first is Afghanistan. And the question here is whether the UN will officially recognize the Taliban as the legitimate representative of the Afghan government. The other country is Myanmar. It was taken over in a military coup back in February, which was followed by a deadly crackdown by the army. Two governments claim to run Myanmar, so the UN has to decide which one to recognize. The World's Southeast Asia correspondent Patrick Nguyen reports on what the UN's decision on Myanmar could mean for the troubled country.
Who deserves to run the country of Myanmar? For a lot of folks, that's pretty obvious. It's the people who won an election last November. Only they are now tormented by a military that has seized power. And instead of sitting in parliament, they're in prison or on the run.
Some of them remain underground in Myanmar. They don't go out. They rely on their relatives to get them food. Many of them have to change locations.
Philip Anavit worked with many of these elected officials as a UN advisor until last year. He still keeps in touch.
Many of them have to use networks of safe houses that have been set up by activists to evade arrest and probably torture by the regime once they get arrested.
While being hunted, these ousted leaders have managed to set up what they call the National Unity Government. It's still making decisions for the country, often over encrypted apps. It has a Ministry of Education holding online classes. Its Ministry of Finance takes in donations, and it even has a brand new army, which is working with armed indigenous groups in the borderlands to overthrow the central military and restore democratic rule. Yes, they even have a battle anthem. What they don't have is any outside country saying, yes, we acknowledge that you are the legit government of Myanmar. But Philip Anavit thinks the UN should say exactly that.
Assuming relations with the National Unity Government as a government would be a major game changer.
It would mean this revolutionary government could get foreign help, like health services, from the UN. Right now, it does treat patients with the help of nurses who defected from government hospitals, but they have to operate in secret. Since the military took over, public services have basically collapsed. Many schools are shut, emergency rooms closed, and people are fending for themselves. Anavit says UN recognition for the elected government is the way to go.
The major turning point in this current resistance and would probably help the National Unity Government and its allies to knock over a struggling junta that has no support in the country.
This shadow government with its armed allies in the borderlands controls about 20% of the country. The military, about 70%. The rest is run by other armed groups that haven't picked sides. So basically, victory for the counter-coup is by no means certain. That is why officials such as Linda Thomas-Greenfield, the United States UN representative, will say things like this.
We will show the military that their actions have consequences.
But so far, the U.S. isn't taking much action. Washington might be afraid to recognize a government that could sputter out in a few months. But here's the thing. Countries that are closer to Myanmar's military, like China, they don't fully recognize the regime either. Because what if the military can't hold power long term? Already, millions of citizens refuse to pay taxes to the military government, and nearly 500,000 government workers won't show up to work. So is the military really running the country? The UN Special Representative for Myanmar, Christine Schreiner-Bergener, says, not really. She told the UN earlier this year that this was only an incomplete, attempted coup.
I say attempted. Since the takeover has not stabilized, it would appear to be roundly rejected by the people.
The UN has kind of backed itself into a corner. In June, it overwhelmingly approved a resolution telling the regime to back down and reinstate elected officials. Again, here is Philip Anavit, the former UN advisor.
I don't see a pathway forward that would give the Myanmar junta any path to formal acceptance in the international community.
Now, diplomats at the UN, they have a third option, kicking the can down the road, deferring any decision on Myanmar until November, when the committee that decides who's in and who's out will meet next. That's probably what they'll do this week at the UN General Assembly in New York. And while they make up their mind,
no yay, no yay, no yay, no yay, no yay, no yay.
Those are revolutionaries on the march in Myanmar this week with their rifles. Meanwhile, the regime has been torching villages and launching airstrikes. Both sides will now try to gain more ground before November to have a stronger claim to truly running the country of Myanmar. For The World, I'm Patrick Nguyen.